Nah, I'll tell y'all something after the pod. I can't
dinosaurs and trains is his pod.
I'll tell y'all a story later. Trains? I get they on the podcast.
You said it was hurting the head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Chromosome was gone.
Please cut that out.
That was man.
Good grief.
I'm not editing tonight, so I'm good.
No, I'm leaving that in. Come on, man.
That's too easy. You never heard of me? Stupid.
Welcome to an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyree, Mai, and Jai Jai.
Yo.
Did you say JJ? That's a new one right there.
Mai, and Jai Jai.
Can I start calling you JJ?
Nah.
He tried cool right now. He said, even, nah, man, don't call me JJ.
He's just not cool like that, fam.
But I
what?
For entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. Hey man, he'll turn you away on camera, but be your best friend off camera.
I know that's crazy, you know,
crazy. I know y'all ain't talking.
That's crazy, right?
You act like we ain't been through the struggle together. Wow.
Shut up.
For the people.
Hey, I got two things I gotta get off my chest before we begin.
Oh boy.
It's sports related, football related. The first one is about Lamar. What does Lamar have to do for the consensus to be that he's better than Josh Allen? Does it have to be to win the Super Bowl?
I've always thought that.
Josh Allen undefeated right now.
He's better than Josh Allen, but right now Josh Allen's having a better season.
Josh Allen balling right now.
But if you go look at everybody's top 10 list or whatever the case may be, Lamar's always going to be behind Josh Allen. Only reason he's behind Burrow, he might be in front of Burrow now is because of 0-3 and people are prisoner at the moment. But if Burrow pull out three straight wins, he's going to be right back above Lamar. So I'm just trying to figure out.
There's an underlying issue. We just, you know, we can't really put the blame on that one, but that might be it.
Because now at this point, Lamar has been just as far in the playoffs as Josh Allen has been, and more recently.
Like, you know how it goes. They say Lamar ain't quarterback.
I don't even think that's it, really. I think we live in a social media age, and we've seen crazy highlights from Lamar, but I feel like we need to see Lamar's capable of doing like flashier stuff than Josh Allen. But I think he's been so focused on trying to be the NFL quarterback, that pocket passer. We don't see it as much anymore. But Josh Allen, I mean, you be seeing some crazy stuff from him. Crazy stuff. And Lamar is more than capable than doing it. I'm with me. Like, I think Lamar's better than Josh Allen. But
the answer is win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that too.
That's about it.
Because if Josh Allen win the MVP this year, he's definitely going to be above Lamar. And they're going to act like Lamar ain't got no MVP.
People rank quarterbacks on a day-to-day basis anyway. 2 through 32.
All right, and then the other thing, so we can get on our topics, is this one's about Mahomes and how teams are playing the Chiefs. It makes me upset because teams play the Chiefs like –
scared.
Like they're this, yeah. Like they're this, just they don't play the 2024 Chiefs. They play the 2020s Dynasty Chiefs,
2019 Chiefs.
Like they
13-second part it's burning everybody's mind. That 13-second they play
not aggressive. That good anymore.
They're not good at all. But teams really, the refs helped them too in some cases. But teams just play them like they're so scared.
Be honest, when you watch the Chiefs play, go ahead.
It's just the decisions that make. The Chiefs have not shown in the last 2 years that there are going to be just like that Mahomes is going to turn it on at any moment. He hasn't done that.
They just felt like they just find a way to win. All they just literally just find a way to win.
Like, exactly, that's the thing. So like when you watch the Chiefs, if somebody if it's the fourth quarter, the team takes the lead, but it's like 3 minutes left. What automatically go in your mind? And you in your house. So obviously the ones playing, they like, oh man, we gave him too much time. Oh man, so they
just play now you're gonna start pressing. Exactly. Now you're gonna start pressing when really the Chiefs haven't played good all game. But now all of a sudden, this last 3 minutes, they're gonna turn back into 2019 Tyreek Hill Chiefs. It's like just continue to.
It's like the Patriots, bro. They like the Patriots now.
Teams can beat the Chiefs. They just scared what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
Which ends up being the wrong, either making bad decisions or making mistakes.
I didn't always end up with the ball at the end of the game anyway.
That's how Brady the Patriots, but they turn it exactly to the next. They're the new Tom Brady and the Patriots now.
That just don't make no sense. That's it. That's all I was gonna say.
People just gotta put them away when they have the chance and stop acting like it's like they play passive aggressive almost.
Yeah.
Like all right. So time for real or phonies, undefeated in the NFL edition. So I don't have like a list. I'm just going to scroll through. So the Bills, are they for real or are they phony?
Them jokes for real.
Wait, hold on. That was the way.
Hold on.
I just got a question.
The bystander.
Like, for real, like we call it team for real. Are we talking about like Super Bowl winning for real or like just a contender?
I would say, are they actually good or have they just played crappy teams or gotten lucky? That would be my definition of for real. We don't have to say they're Super Bowl contenders right now. It's been 3 games.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, Tobias.
I think they're for real. Drop off my notes, sorry.
I would agree.
Just based off what we've seen so far, they bought out game one. And then they balled out on Monday night. And who they faced again? It was the
Jags.
Jags, yeah. I mean, even though it's the Jags, NFL to win like that, it's hard.
That's crazy to say.
It is. NFL, we all know it's hard to win like that. So they went out and balled. They scored, it was like 32 to what, 7 first half? So they could have kept their foot on gas, but they let off. So I think they're for real for now. I mean, it's week three, but if we're just going off these last 3 weeks, that's how I'm doing for all these teams. I'm about to say, yeah, they're for real. I have rankings. Let me see if I can find it. But somebody else can find it.
I think they're for real. This might be, I know it's going to make Tyreek mad, but this might be Josh Allen MVP season. But, you know, he does start like this all the time. So we just got to see down the stretch. But for right now, I think, and y'all heard what he said in the presser, I think he's been waiting to have, like, his team and not have anybody else to be in control of what he got going on offense. So I think that he's going to play like this the whole season. Obviously not going to feed it or nothing, but I think he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. The Bills lead the NFL in points per game right now, too. So they put up the points they need to.
I'll say for real. Today, I'll say for real. I want to ask y'all a question though after Rico goes, though. Do you think that Josh Allen is going to have a season like maybe not a season, I guess a season like the first year that Russ after KD left, like KD's not here no more, I'm about to turn up and go win MVP because I'm the only person on the team?
I feel like he has to.
Yep.
He has to. Like there's nobody else on that. if Josh Allen gets hurt, that the Bills are done. They are done. Like, there's no backup and find a way to win. No, they're done. Josh Allen's their entire offense.
That's the only reason he would win MVP, but that's the reason why they won't win Super Bowl.
I like that.
Because the teams that they have played, I think, have been easier teams. The Jags are not good. I didn't think the Jags would be good this year anyway. The Cardinals are the Cardinals, and then Miami just always seemed to play. Well, Tua got concussed that game, but they were dominating the Dolphins before Tua got hurt. But the Dolphins always seem to play real bad against the Bills for some reason. But the Bills got a harder schedule in the back end, so we'll really see. But I think right now, as long as Josh Allen don't do nothing stupid or nobody else starts going like absolutely insane, is Josh Allen's gonna win MVP because he has the narrative and the he'll have the type of games to do that against. However, though, you know how the NFL get, but it don't matter what you do right now. The last 3 weeks of the season is gonna determine the MVP. So if Josh Allen played good all season and then mess around and lose to the Chiefs or somebody or in a bad way, you know, prisoner of the moment, he gonna mess around and lose MVP at the end of the season to somebody.
When did they face each other?
The Bills and the Chiefs
this year?
I think they do. It's like week 10.
Oh, man.
18,
17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. 12,
week
12. Ooh. Yeah. You're right. That's one of the, yeah. If he wins that one, he's going to win MVP. If he keeps doing what he's doing now. Like
we play the Bills next week on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that's going
to
be good.
All the tickets for Lamar to show out Josh Allen, then Lamar going to be back in the MVP race. That's how it goes every year. That's how I go every year, which is, it's just funny. But yeah, no, the Bills are right now, you got to give them for real. I mean, it's based off of Josh Allen and just they blowing out teams that they're supposed to blow out.
What you say, Jared?
I said they're real.
Real baby.
All right. Steelers.
They might have been for last.
Somebody else go first.
Go ahead, Tobias.
No, I want one of y'all go first.
No.
I want to hear. I really want to hear what you want one of y'all want to say. I do. Right. Y'all know what I'm about to say. So
I'm going to say it. Y'all phony.
Okay.
Because y'all getting carried by y'all's defense, and that's just not. That's don't make that face. He had one good game, even though I'm a fan, but like he doesn't look like he's built to sustain that play the whole year.
So
I'm not watching.
I'm not attacking you. I'm saying you're saying we're phony because we're relying on a really, really good defense.
Yes. Because I feel like when it comes down to it, y'all's offense won't be able to get over the hump.
Yeah.
I think the same way. It's the same as every other year. I mean, you're going to be acting like you for real until you start losing. Yeah, the defense is always good. That's the same thing. I mean, Justin Fields is obviously better than most of the quarterbacks y'all have had in a while. But again, you're still only winning games by scoring 13 points. So it's like at some point you're gonna start facing some offenses that can put up more than 13. And y'all are going well now, so y'all might make the playoffs just based on how y'all start, and then still finish up. You might win division based on how you start, just because you're gonna have such a nice lead. But playoff time come around, it's gonna be the same old story. First round exit, so phony.
Jamie,
phony.
Jalen.
Don't be mad at me, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm not surprised one bit, Jalen. I'm not surprised one bit.
I think they're phony just because, like Greek said, like we're beating teams, but we're not beating teams by doing anything spectacular. The defense is obviously good. Justin Fields is in the right direction. So I think we're phony with the potential to be for real, but I got to see more than 3 weeks after who we just played.
Okay. Well, my notes again. I was ready for this. Well, obviously, I don't agree with any of the Steelers fans, What Now fans, NFL fans, Falcons fans, Ravens fans. I want you to listen to it right now.
This is a unique take.
Yes, this is a very unique take. Steelers are for real. Let me tell you why. This defense has the chance to do something that has not been done in 20 years. Excuse me. My bad. Not 24 years. My bad. And you know the last team to do this? 2000 Ravens team. That defense. 10.3 points per game. 10.3. The Chargers second half, they let up -5. -5. I don't care who the team is, how bad the team is. -5 offensive points and a half is ridiculous. So that's that. They're number one in red zone score. They're number one in red zone defense. They're number three in rushing yards. They're number four in passing. Number one in total yards. And number one in points against. This defense is not for real. Defense is not really good. The defense, this defense is legendary. It's probably quite possibly going to be the best, could be the best sealed defense. The best defense you're ever going to see in NFL history. Quite possibly could be. It could be. It really could be.
After week three.
As far as with the Justin Fields thing right now, Justin Fields, if you want to look at the stats, you want to look at, you know, the score, you want to look at the box score, you're right. Like, shoots. Ain't nothing different, man. It's still the Steelers, they putting up the same points. They winning the same style. You are right. But if you've watched the game, which, you know, I have, I've been watching them critically because I was not a Justin Fields hype train. Watch it critically. You see week one, he looked a little shaky against the Falcons. I mean, you can see he wasn't really comfortable throwing on the field. He didn't want to throw the center field. He was throwing his quick little out routes, just dump offs. They showed him this a little bit of playbook. Week two, he's a little bit more comfortable. They started giving him a couple more plays. Then this week, I'm sorry, I saw enough plays that I know next week they're going to let him loose. So, yeah, you're right. Y'all have not seen the offense put up. You've not seen – we haven't seen it yet. You're right. But based off what I've seen and the Steelers teams we've seen in the past, this is all we need, man. This is all we need.
I don't disagree with the Justin Fields thing. I just think that I've never seen Justin Fields, like, ball for real. So I don't know if he can or not. Now, if he shows me next week that he goes for 303 tutties, I'm like, I don't know.
My take is that, I mean, it's the Colts, but they're going to let him loose. I think this Sunday, tune in. I really think they're going to let Justin Fields let him loose, open up the whole playbook for him. This is what we've all been waiting for. Everyone, not even the Steelers, but like Bears fans, Justin Fields fan, everybody been waiting on this moment right here to see him act, see if he can act. And he's comfortable now. So that's my take right there. We for real this season.
Okay. Tyreek, did you say?
Did I say? Yeah, I said Bonnie.
All right. Chiefs.
Chiefs. Oh.
I mean, I think they're real just because of who they are, but like they haven't been playing like the Chiefs of the past few seasons this season, unless I'm just like missing it. You know, like I'm just not hearing about or seeing like big Chiefs
things. Nah, yeah. They started the same way last year. So I'm not going to say, I'm just saying they're real just because until proven otherwise, I ain't got nothing bad to say.
They did the same exact last year. It was like, they suck.
No, they're phony. I think they're phony last year. They didn't. I think they're phony. I don't think they're good. I do not think that team is good. I think they are literally winning games off of aura and mystique.
Hey, man. Don't name the game, though.
So if you're winning games off of aura, just imagine when you lock in.
I think they have been locked in. I think this is the best that they're going to be. But again, like I said earlier, teams are just, they see the word Chiefs and just go crazy, completely change the whole playbook of their offense and defense.
They should have lost. They should have lost against the Falcons, though.
They didn't. So,
I mean, they should have. They really should have lost all three games.
I mean, we're just gonna keep saying this over and over again.
But yeah.
Jalen, at the end of the day, a win is a win. So you can call them for real, you can call them phonies, but if they keep winning, then what you gonna do? Because they did the same exact thing last year, the same exact thing. They just found ways to win.
You can't say that though, because this whole segment is about 3-0 teams. So we're trying to say for real or phony for 3-0 teams, and a win is a win. Then all of them are for real. It's like you got to look past the record.
I'm saying a win is a win means they found a way to win. They found when it came down to it and they needed a clutch play. They needed a clutch drive. They found a way. In my opinion, that's for real. That's the definition of having that dog, as they call it.
It's just hard to judge them without using their own context.
Without using the refs?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to judge them without using the refs. Yeah, that's true. That's also true. That team is phony. They're not good. I don't care what anybody says. They weren't good last year. They're not good this year.
You get them, Reek. You tell them.
Mahomes is not good this year.
He on demon mode right now.
Let's say that.
He on that Paul Feinbaum mode right now.
He hates the Chiefs and he hates Chiefs media.
If you can,
y'all haven't noticed by now.
No, I don't care about the media. It's because the Chiefs have their own thing. But if you take away, if you can somehow look at Mahomes without his past accolades, this season he's having a very average season. Like, he's a very middle of the pack quarterback.
I agree.
Yeah, like if you didn't know about anything else previously before this season, you would think Mahomes is just an average quarterback.
But
I think we are just like
we judge Lamar, just like we really need to judge Josh Allen postseason. It doesn't even really matter what they do right now.
Yeah, but we only talking about what they are right now.
We're talking about these three games right here, based on what we've seen. Are they for real or not?
They're for real, guys. It's all right.
That's what I'm saying. Is that for real? Until proven otherwise.
It's because it's a Chiefs. That's why we can't say, like, I mean, we can do, like, Tyreek say phony, but we know it's a Chiefs.
So. Yeah, y'all glazing too much, bro.
All right. Vikings.
Vikings? Who have they played again? Who are the three teams that they played?
They played the Cowboys, didn't they? Didn't they play Cowboys once?
They played the Niners.
Niners, my bad.
Niners, Giants, and Texans. For real. Yeah.
Them two wins are for real wins. Those are for real wins.
I think the NFC it was more prone to having the worst teams be better just because there was a lot of mid in the NFC last year.
Also, the top teams aren't doing what they're projected to be doing too.
The top teams are hurt also.
Yeah.
But so I think the Vikings are for real. Like I think they'll make the playoffs this year.
I think they can make the playoffs, but
time out. It's for real, just making the playoffs.
Different standards for different teams.
Keep.
That's why I asked before we even started.
What is for real? What is for?
I already said what that was. But
you weren't listening,
Jamie. What's for real?
For real, it's three games in the season. For real is not a Super Bowl contender. For real is, are they good or have they gotten lucky, played crappy teams?
Is their record indicative of what they're going to be this season?
Right.
Should be the mark.
Or is it a fluke that they're 3-0? Not a fluke, but like a fluke.
So
are they about to have a bad fall off?
It's still a little bit too broad for me, right? We're saying,
oh my gosh. So your definition's different than mine, and that's okay.
For real,
your definition, Tobias?
For real, to me, is a contender. Like, they can make a run in the playoffs. That's
so you think the Steelers?
Absolutely.
No, he believes that.
Absolutely. I fully believe
it. I know he does.
Fully believe it. Fully do.
Okay.
Delusion.
So why when we say that about another team, it's a problem?
No, I want y'all to be consistent. Because y'all just said, I feel like the Vikings to make the playoffs, and they for real. I was like, hold on. Then y'all said the Steelers.
I didn't say that.
No, them two said it. Them two. I'm holding them two accountable right now.
Well, also, too, I think in the NFC, anybody that makes the playoffs can have a run. Because there's no, like, real dominant teams in the NFC.
So do you think the Vikings do a run?
Can make a run? Sure, why not? If they make the playoffs in the NFC, I think they can.
So that's a yes?
I 100% do not think the Steelers can make
it.
I want you to feel about the Vikings. The is that a yes? Yes.
Make the playoffs.
Okay, good. Okay. I want to hear that. Or is that a yes? I'm helping.
We think they can make the playoffs. Yeah, bro, they think that.
Are they for real? Are they for real contenders?
How many times do you want to say it?
Didn't we just say we ain't talking about the Super Bowl right now? Week three?
Contenders, baby. What's for real?
Oh, my gosh.
He wants to use his definition.
Well, we're not, so.
No, because y'all want to be wishy-washy, bro. We just talked about that. Y'all be wishy-washy.
Anyways, I don't.
Carry on, Mayla. Carry on. My bad. Carry on. Go ahead, Mayla.
But what?
Your take. Why they for real?
Oh, actually, I didn't even say that. I wasn't even saying that they were for real. I was just saying that they were good. But I don't think Sam Darnold is going to keep it up the whole season.
Correct. So I think they're phony.
What? Why'd you make that face? Thank you got to stop with that.
What? Tobias? Tobias, for the record, I was not agreeing with you there.
I don't need you to agree with me.
You just said thank you, so I'm not.
I said thank you because you made a different opinion. So thank you for making a definitive statement right there.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, the Vikings are phony.
Thank you, Jalen. Thank you.
Are you trying to speak for all of us? Because don't do that.
Did we all choose hatred today?
It's been this whole week. They've been choosing hatred. Everybody.
I said the Vikings.
Why do y'all keep doing for real?
I said the Vikings are for real.
All right, you said it. Malin said it. Me and Jalen said no. Apparently, so did Tobias. So
I don't know what Malin
didn't say. They were for real.
Oh, Malin, you're right. He did. He said they weren't. He said they were good, but Sam Darnold isn't going
to
keep it up.
I want y'all to give him the same BS that y'all gave me.
Oh no, that's what I'm doing right now, Jalen. Right. That's what I'm doing. I'm calling everybody out right now. They're not holding.
How about the Seahawks, guys?
Yeah, this is the game.
Nah.
Even they're gonna hate regardless. It don't matter.
Go, Tobias. You go. You go.
Seahawks. I'm gonna say phony.
Who?
I'm gonna say phony. I don't think Seahawks is good as what
the Seahawks.
Yes.
I even looked up a couple. Like, there's no real stats, like concrete stats that even support them being a for real team.
Yeah, I'd say phony for the Seahawks too, because they also play like the three of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, phony. Gino ain't even been playing out his mind. They just been winning.
No, Gino playing solid.
Keeps not.
I mean, playing okay. What, three touchdowns, three picks? He playing all right.
I got a question.
Enlighten us.
Do y'all agree that Gino is a good quarterback?
Good. The word is good.
Right, just straight good.
Let's compare him. Like, compare him to other good. Like, who y'all say good quarterbacks are?
Okay. What is good compared to mid?
Like,
I mean, he has a job in the NFL, so
I mean, we know it's good. Okay, good. All right, let's call relative to other NFL quarterbacks.
Jamie is funny.
I mean,
relative to other NFL quarterbacks, then would you consider him good?
Like, if I'm doing a draft of quarterbacks,
top 10, top 10 quarterback,
top 10. I mean, he's at the bottom of it.
He's not top 10
off the top of my head, but I don't think he's in it.
I don't think he's, yeah,
no, he's not.
Yeah, I don't think he's top 10, but
he's in the middle
quarterback.
He's probably just mid.
Yeah, I get why he gets the hype though, because like we thought he was trash, and he turned out to be mid. So people are like, oh yeah, Gino's good.
I mean, he had that little quarter of a season.
Everything is based off of expectations.
Yeah,
his bar was very low once he left the Jets.
Very low.
So once he got to mid level, then that's why we were calling him good, because it was like, oh, we didn't expect this from Gino. He's exceeding his expectations. But now that we have a little more expectations for him, now it doesn't look as good.
Yeah, like Baker.
That's all it is.
More Hamlin.
Every time someone says something about Baker, she just looks up.
Oh, you said something about
I was just trying to trigger you. I'm sorry.
Stop triggering people.
My fault, bro.
Baker Mayfield.
Oh. Whoa. Awesome. Like that.
Show up to Tobias's on Saturday. I dare you.
That is a threat.
Bring the wife beater. Let me wear it.
Oh, wow. Lord. No. But to answer the question, I think the Seahawks are phonies.
Yes. All right. Next, we have Malin and Tyreek's QB lists.
That's it. No more 3-0 teams.
I thought it was another 10. Like, what?
There's only four, right?
Yeah, it's not that many.
There's five.
Did we do five?
I scrolled through them all.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's it.
All right. Let's go quick. This one, the weeks 3 through 16 get weird.
The danger zone.
Huh?
The danger zone.
Number 10, this one is just for fun, kind of. But it's Andy Dalton. I think this is in spite of, what was his name? Bryce Young.
Greek has become a villain, y'all.
No, I like Bryce Young.
Why do you hate that man?
No, I don't hate him. I actually like Bryce Young. I just think that he shouldn't be upset that he got benched.
He should be upset for other reasons.
Yeah.
He going through. He
that's so, that's worst, messed up.
Worst
man.
Couple weeks of his life, man. We got to.
But
he has,
anyway.
He has M's in the bank. Sorry. Don't care. Get
he said money in the bank.
Money don't solve everything, Jalen.
You can get a new one of those with some money.
They just passed the all the same ones around anyway. He just steals some money.
Exactly. That's why you shouldn't be mad. Might come back.
Yeah. Soon as Tyrese.
She only date starter.
Yeah. As soon as you realize Tyrese don't got no clout for real.
But nah, Maxie got a bag. Like, continue.
He got a bag, but. All right, whatever. Number 10 is Andy Dalton. Number 9 is Jaden Daniels. He was on the list in week one, and then he fell off. And then big win yesterday. Oh, we need to talk about that too. We need to add some more hate to this episode.
Good grief.
More? I was like, we want more?
He beat the Bengals yesterday, and he played. That was the best rookie quarterback game of the season so far. So he came back up on the list, number 9. Number 8 is Patrick Mahomes. Only reason he's still up here in my book is because 1-3-0, obviously. And then because it's Patrick Mahomes. Number 7, I'm not doing it no more. I put Lamar back on the list, and I put him above Mahomes. Because I think Lamar has played very well in all 3 games. The defense is a problem. We got to work on that. Number 6 is Derek Carr. He played really well the first 2 weeks, so he got a longer string. This past week was not good, so he better not have another bad week or he's going to be gone. CJ is 5. He dropped a couple spots because you can't lose to the who did he lose to? The Colts, right? Or somebody.
The Vikings.
Vikings. That's right. Yeah, you're not supposed to be losing in Sam Darnold. I don't care how hot the Vikings are. If CJ, if you want to be called a top 5 QB, you got to beat Sam Darnold. Number 4, Geno Smith. I think Geno's playing solid, and he's 3-0. Number 3 is Baker. He done dropped a few spots. The first 2, same with Derek Carr. The line is a little bit longer because of the first 2 weeks, but he gotta get back up to it because he's going to be dropping some more.
Lost to a rookie. They should have fell a little farther.
Say it again.
So he lost to a rookie. He might should have fit a little farther.
Yeah,
his first 2 weeks was real good, though, so I didn't want to drop him too much. Yet. We'll see how he does next week. Number 2 is Sam Darnold. I don't know what's getting into this man right now, but Sam Darnold should not be nowhere near a top 10 list, but he's number 2 on mine. And then number 1 is obviously Josh Allen right now. Josh Allen's going crazy. So that's the list this week. Any disagreements?
I'm going to start with the podcast.
This is actually one of your better ones, even though it's the 3rd one. But
Justin.
This is one of your better ones. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Here's Kirk.
Justin Fields.
Kirk. Here's Falcons doing nothing.
I was just saying he had a good list. What's that to do with
Step number 3. Hey. Number 3.
Hey, Justin Fields deserves me number 10.
Goodbye.
All right.
Number 10.
Isn't it funny the switch up on Justin Fields?
Dalton didn't play the game this year. He played the game this year.
I was waiting.
Listen, don't bring it up. Listen, I've already stated my public apology a week.
Oh, no. That's not enough.
We don't care about
everything that you did to that man.
Why did Justin Fields drive?
Justin Fields deserves to be number 10. Justin Fields is
dry. Why he getting all the hate? I mean, why he getting all this hype? You used to send me all the kind of stuff. You stopped sending the group chat. It just started sending to me personally because I used to defend him.
Like, yeah, your Justin Fields hate was larger.
I used to hate that man. I really
your
I
Justin. Hate yeah, your Justin Fields hate was larger than your Herbert love, I believe.
It was.
You were just sending random things from like random
I
reporters.
Used to
like,
hate,
nobody agreed.
Let me tell you why, America. I'm going to tell you why. It's because we used to give Justin Fields just credit off of hype.
No one did.
We're still doing it.
But now I saw it. I've seen it. I've seen the light.
Justin Fields didn't do anything like that.
Justin Fields could be that guy. Well, I'm not going to let me take me.
Good grief.
Let me slow my roll. I'm talking about your quarterback.
Let's stay 1 week at a time. I just want to see this Sunday, y'all. I can feel it. I can feel it coming in the air.
Yeah, the saddest loss y'all have ever seen.
I can feel it. Justin Fields, watch. And I will say this. Pittsburgh found a quarterback. I think they found a quarterback. I do.
It's ridiculous.
So,
all right, Malin.
That's the only thing wrong with your list is Justin Fields deserves to be on there. 10.
They scored 20 points.
Also, yeah, but the man was what, like 25 for 32? He has the best. You know he's the best. You know he's the best passer rating in NFL right now, right?
They scored 20 points, and your favorite quarterback didn't even play the whole game.
It should have been 27 because we let off the gas pedal. We throw some mercy, but you know
he continuously puts himself in a weird.
Your favorite quarterback didn't even play the whole game, and they won by 10 points.
That defense, baby, that defense raw.
All right,
you can't downplay that, man. You know it's good. -5 yards.
Jamie keeps saying, "All right, let it go."
No. Period.
If Justin Fields win next week, I'll put him on the list because they'll be 4-0. So I'll put him on there.
Yeah, I want to see him at 5.
Okay. No, anyways, right. Malin, why don't you go ahead and bless us with a college list?
Week 5 for college now or 4? I don't know.
You should know.
It's your second.
This week's updated Heisman rankings. 1 through 3 stayed the same, which is Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, and Jalen Milroe. They all play well. I don't have anything to say about them. I did take Dylan Gabriel out. Dang. Not because he played overly bad or anything. He just didn't. He hasn't impressed me that much. Carson Beck didn't play, so he's not moving. I'm keeping him at 5. He didn't play. He didn't play.
I ain't seen nothing from Carson Beck that's Heisman worthy. I've not seen one Heisman highlight.
That's fine.
Not your list, brother.
I was just about to say it.
Your list is wrong.
But I will move the Tennessee quarterback Nico, however you say his last name.
No.
No, here's one dude.
He played enough. He played well enough to show me that he deserves it, at least go to New York if he keeps it up. I mean, he's not more impressive than Cam Ward or Jackson Dart, but he's a good quarterback. I can't lie.
I think Travis should be on there.
Hold up. I'll get into that.
Okay.
But go ahead, Tobias.
I was about to say, I got a suggestion for you to watch, for all college football fans. Washington State. Is a dark horse. Washington State's a dark horse in the college football playoffs because of their quarterback. John Mateer. Hey, I watched him on Saturday. Listen, I know they ain't facing nobody right now, but like he's lighting up secondaries. And he has an NFL arm. Like I don't know where he came from. How old is he? I don't even know how old he is. What is he? He's it don't say right now. But John Mateer. Wow. Look at him on Saturday, Mayla, and then come back.
I'll look him up after pod.
He's nice. And because I don't think Washington State has to face anyone good the rest of the year. So they can honestly win out the rest of the season and they make the playoffs and watch. Remember that.
We'll see. But to get back to what Reek said, that's my honorable mention, Travis Hunter, who if he keeps up, he definitely will end up making the list. And very well could go to New York because, I mean, he hands down the best player in college football, just straight up. Like,
yeah, I feel like
he's doing stuff we haven't seen in a while. So
I feel like wins shouldn't affect him.
Yeah, in a weird way.
It can affect the quarterbacks and maybe like running backs, but I feel like it shouldn't affect him based on his position.
I think if he stays healthy the whole season, he'll end up getting the votes just because, like you said, everybody just end up liking him because he does play both sides and impacts both sides, not just out there running around.
It's just when you turn on the game, it's like he jumps clean off the screen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
RG3, he lose 2 or 3 games he won a Heisman that year? I think Baylor lost like 2 or 3 games that year when he went to high.
But he was also
putting up crazy numbers.
He's at Bama?
Baylor.
Baylor.
Oh. Me and June, y'all don't know him, but Tobias does. We were having a conversation and I wanted to put it as a topic, but I was like, I'll just throw it in with this. Do y'all think Travis Hunter could be the first player to go to the NFL and play both no. sides consistent.
No. No.
Nah, it's too many players, bro.
I said, do y'all think Travis can go be the first player to go to the NFL and play both sides consistently?
Absolutely. He shouldn't want to. He shouldn't want to. I mean, it would be historic, like maybe like rookie season, but after that, like you're just susceptible to too many injuries at that point.
They are. Yeah,
that's what I said. Okay. I said, first off, this is the NFL. It's not college anymore. You've seen that with some of the rookies now. Caleb trying to do all that stuff he did at USC, he can't do it. So like when you, it's just a whole different level. These some real like grown men, and like you said, he's susceptible to too many injuries, and he's not even that big. So like,
and the money is not gonna. They have a cap, so it's like the money's not going to be. It's not like gonna be paid twice the amount.
they're gonna treat him like they did Prime. They're gonna make a couple packages for him on
exactly. Yep.
And he gonna play.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
He'll play both sides, but like as far as playing 90% of the snaps of the game, nah.
Well, I don't even think that wouldn't even help them if he's that just giving away, like if say he's primarily a DB and then he come on the field for a few plays on offense, that just gives away what they're going to do.
So I think if in a decoy situation maybe.
Yeah.
Like, but that would have to be a package with decoy plays and plays for him.
It would only have to be in the NFL. That's only like three plays a season.
I feel like he could get a lot of plays on offense. I don't feel like he's gonna be like consistently, but I feel like he'll get like two or three.
Well, just imagine, all right, he's probably gonna be a top three pick. Let's say he go to the Patriots, because obviously they're not that good.
Oh, they're gonna have to use him.
He could be mainly a DB, and then him and Gonzalez, they could be like a lockdown secondary, and then he give the quarterback probably Drake May, who probably step in this year. He give him a weapon. So not every play on offense, but when they need to get something going, you know, you throw him in if he's like that. You know what I mean?
I would have to see it work, but
I think that makes sense in the NFL. He gonna have to fully learn both sides of the ball's playbook too. I think it's just.
If you develop those packages, all he has to know is those packages. All he got to know is those plays. I mean, he can play. You can put him in for like 2-3 plays on offense a game. I think that's all they need out of him. It's enough to like really spice it up. If you need a big play or something, you can put him in, or you need a decoy like
Jalen. Throw him in there 2-3 plays a quarter. He might in the game with like 2 catches, but
in the NFL, I just don't see that being like working at all in the NFL. Like if you're gonna be out there, you're gonna be out there. If you're not, then don't be out there. Like I just think the NFL is gonna be completely different for him.
I mean, let's stay on the topic that like they try to. He could be like the fifth string or wide out. I can see him being like on the fifth string on the depth chart. Like
I mean, some of the DBs now are like that. That's what they are. I mean, if they get 4 injuries in a game in one game, they are the wide outs.
He could be like so,
I mean, yeah, he can be that, but
he could be like Josh Cribbs was on the Browns. Josh Cribbs was what, like a 4th string receiver? Or something like fifth-string receiver, but they had developed packages for him. Like, they ran, like, 5-6 times a game. And maybe they put him out there, you know, as a decoy. He'll just run, like, you know, a motion, like a fake little reverse or something. But, like, that's what you could do for him. If you're running 5-6 games out there on offensive game and he's just doing all defensive snaps, that's smart. That's as smart as a play call.
But it's also, as a coach, if he goes out there and he gets hurt on an offensive play, and then –
now he can't play.
Yeah, but you rather get hurt playing his actual position than as on a decoy play on offense. That's why they don't play in the preseason for that same reason. Which I think they play in the preseason.
I think you deal with that if that's what your like game plan is. Like if he gets hurt on offense because you're trying to run a play for him, then like he just got hurt. But if you're out there just being willy-nilly and trying stuff and he gets hurt, then you look like a dummy.
I mean, it's equivalent to whoever, like, when we had, I think Steelers, we had AB back there returning punts. Is it the same thing as that?
That is not the
same. I think that's completely different.
It's not the same thing at all.
Tell me how
I think different. It's different because, like, a returner, Reek might be able to explain it better. Like, a returner is, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like you can have your star player be a returner, but like you know that they're getting the ball. Like, how many people get injured on
The returners are wide. The returners
where most of the injuries happen.
The returners happen on returners. The returners are wide receivers. Like that's just their that's their secondary job. Like or maybe running back, but like Zay Flowers be back there on the Ravens catching punts. Like so that's
I mean Deion did it. Deion was playing DB, of course.
So then why couldn't be a flex player be
offense is not special teams. Special teams is completely different from offensive plays. Like them, like DB.
I don't agree with that.
I just don't think good teams aren't going to do that. Like maybe them, maybe if he, I mean, he's gonna get drafted to a bad team.
That's what I'm saying. That's my main reason I'm thinking he would do it.
But like good teams wouldn't do that. Maybe the Chiefs would because they Andy Reid just do whatever.
Get creative with them, dude. Like
more likely than not, he won't do it because even the dudes that were famous for doing what he did, like Charles Woodson and Desmond Howard and Jabril Peppers, none of them play both sides of the NFL. So
I mean.
I don't think he will do it, but it'll be interesting to see if he could.
I think he can. I mean, I'm not saying consistently. I'm not saying he's playing 50 snaps again on offense. I'm not saying he's playing 20. I'm literally saying if you're running Wildcat, you have a specific package, a Travis Hunter package that you may pull out 2-3 times a game. I think I can definitely see him doing that. Definitely see him doing that. You've seen him do it enough in college. You've seen what he can do as a playmaker in college. Man, why not use it in the NFL? Especially if you're a bad team. He ain't got nothing off. I mean, why not? You got to lose.
It definitely sells tickets.
Yeah. But y'all all agree. I think I'm glad we all agree to. So we all see he's going to be on the defensive side, though. It seemed like that's it, right?
He should be a DB. I think he should be a DB. It's too many wide receivers out there.
Yeah, too many good wide receivers. Somebody needs to get guarded.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we preview Georgia, Alabama?
No.
Braylon.
I don't want to.
Bro, go ahead and talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
What's your prediction?
I am confident, but it comes to the psychological thing I think we got against them. Even though I think it's not as bad now because Saban's gone. I just don't know. It's something every time we play Bama, besides that national championship game where we want to get some, we don't play like ourselves. And then coming off that Kentucky game, I just don't, we don't have much momentum going into this. So I'm nervous, but I mean, obviously I think we can pull it out, but I'm nervous.
Where's it at?
All right. Playing through the aura.
It's in Bama.
Oof. I thought it was in Georgia.
Good knock. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure it was like we go to Bama and Texas.
Oh.
It's at Alabama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, I'm
with Bama, though, I was going to say, I think that, I mean, regardless of who's coaching right now, because even Nick Saban, I think Jim Harbaugh said it before, I was like, use a head coach are only as good as your sports staff. And I'm pretty sure Bama didn't lose anybody on a sports staff. I think it was just Saban that left. But it's just the same support cast around. It's just Kalen DeBoer's the head coach. And if he's smart, he's leaning on them right now. If he's smart, he'll lean on them. But there's that. And then also, I mean, we saw the Kentucky game. Y'all had a bye week, so hopefully y'all got ready and stuff. But I feel like Bama's just a better they're more used to seeing these big games in the middle of the year than y'all are. Like, y'all are used to seeing this stuff, like, later in the year. Bama, they'll see Texas A&M. They'll see LSU. They'll see they'll see them early in the season. But y'all usually don't see y'all's hardest games till like, November.
Would you rather play your hardest game in the beginning or the end?
I think I'd rather face them.
I'd rather play it in the beginning because at least we can recover.
Yeah.
That's what happened to us last year. We went undefeated and lost the one game at the wrong time. So we missed the playoffs. If we'd have lost that game at the beginning of the year, went down and won the SEC championship, everything would have been fine.
But
take rankings out of it. Where would you want to play them? Would you want to like play them so you can, if you play them in the beginning, you kind of see what your deficiencies are, or play them at the end so you can build up, and then you're at your best by the end of the season? Would you rather play? Like, if you take rankings out of it,
I'd rather play them now.
Yeah, I was gonna say play him early.
Go ahead and play him now. Get out of the way. Go ahead and see
I think
where
that,
he improves.
I think that aura. I think that aura at the end, like especially if they're doing good, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
You and now y'all got him at the perfect.
That's time. It's a psychological thing, man. I'm telling you. Every time, especially that, like you said at the end of the season when it just means more. I don't know what it is about playing Bama at the end of the season, so I just rather go ahead and play him now.
Oh, I got something to say. I just thought about this. I saw it's about it's not about Georgia, Alabama, but it's college football. It's really okay, whatever. It's I saw it. I'm sorry. I'm going to kind of a little bit off topic, but not
What's
really.
happening?
Be real today.
I can understand where like old people are coming from when or older generations are coming from when they be hating on the younger generation. Because me watching these kids, college and NFL,
yeah, say
doing these TikTok dances as touchdowns
makes
and
me ill.
It's annoying. It's like
I like the TikTok dances for the celebration.
I was on the train today coming from work and Travis Hunter page came up on my TikTok and he in a animal suit or whatever it is doing a TikTok dance, smiling hard. Like this is the best player in college football acting like this on TikTok.
Bro, he's like 19.
Football supposed to be a gladiator.
That's what social media opened up a lane for them. They can all, you know, be like, themselves. Back in the day, you couldn't do that.
I imagine Ray Lewis on TikTok back in 2019.
How they used to do juju when he was doing it.
Yeah. It's a certain type of person. Everybody's not doing it.
Like I don't know if I tweeted or I texted somebody. I said, why are they? I said, how does Kai Cenat have this much influence on football?
He sat there in his room, made up a celebration. And
hey, that was funny. That celebration was funny. That was the little mouse.
I don't get it. I don't like that one. I don't like
that. They were on stream together. Like that one makes sense. Like Travis Hunter doing it is because Kai told him to do it.
Yeah,
it
was like everybody else started doing it.
It was a fun. Yeah. Everybody else, they're just being, you know,
right. And they're in the NFL doing it, and it's like,
yeah, the NFL players is kind of weird.
Most and I think we're at the age now that most of them are younger than all of us now. Like the average age is probably younger than us. So it's just like I
don't know though the TikTok dances though. I kind of like them.
No, I'm glad I reached the point where I understand where the old folks coming from.
I like the Boss Man D-Lo dance and the Glorilla one. I like.
Nah, but it's just too much.
I think Reek, you kind of said it. I think it's okay in college. Just like Jalen said, these aren't 19 year olds. Like we was kids, 18, 19, we was kids. But NFL is weird. Like a 28 year old, 30 year old man doing TikTok dances, like Corvette, and then, like, bro, what are you doing? Like, no, you have a whole wife and a kid at home. You ever do TikTok dances at the end zone after
Let
a sack?
These folks have fun, man.
But that's their thing now. I like the team touchdowns. So like when the whole team comes and does a unify thing, but I just don't like seeing three TikTok dances in one game on touchdown celebrations. I'm like, come on, guys, this is.
Would you rather that or the Nickelodeon games?
Oh no, give me the
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon games.
I hate them so bad.
You rather watch the Nickelodeon games?
I would boycott them. If I could boycott them, I would.
I've never watched one. You talking about when football is played on Nickelodeon?
Yes, right? It's a joke.
Is it? Aren't those the Manning games?
No, it's an actual broadcast.
It's a broadcast, but it's like SpongeBob and Patrick like commentating, and they like.
Bro, those are awful.
They're terrible.
Those are awful. Bro.
Like, I feel. I mean, you feel stupider after watching it.
But I think there's that one. They have that one. Then they have the regular one. I actually think that is kind of cool.
I think that's funny
because it's like as a kid, I love football as a kid. Even when I was watching Nickelodeon, I think that would have been cool to watch. Have Nickelodeon and sports come together and do like one thing.
They need that Snoop Dogg do one. If Snoop Dogg commentated on a sports game, I would watch it. Actually, I would watch it. If one,
he was at. I think he did do something one time. He was at the Bucks Saints game a couple years ago. Oh, you and Elijah were there. They had him up on the. I saw him.
Snoop Dogg be everywhere. My bad. I didn't mean to change the topic. It just made me, Maylin said something that made me think about it.
Well,
no, you're good. I was done with
what I mean, that's kind of more interesting. We all know Bam about to beat the brakes off Georgia anyway.
I think it's a good opportunity to go to our last topic that has nothing to do with football. Let's talk about everyone's top five favorite movies.
So we're gonna give a top five. We're just gonna start like naming movies and people talk. Or we just see like we like.
Let's see. We'll see. What are y'all favorite movies?
I don't have a top five favorite movies.
Yeah, I got a shameless plug. My if you're in the Atlanta area, my church. If you're between the ages of 20 and 29, my church is doing a young adult night at Tap House Sandy Springs movie night thing. And the two movies that are, they did a ranking for everybody to choose movies on Instagram. And the two movies that are like the final two were Princess Diaries and Top Gun Maverick.
Princess Diaries, fabulous. Also,
which out of those two movies, which would y'all choose?
Neither.
Out of those two?
I guess Top Gun.
I gotta go Top Gun.
I chose Princess Diaries. I don't think I've ever seen Princess Diaries.
So if you're over 29, you're no longer a young adult.
Yeah, get out of here, geezer.
Asking for a friend.
I mean, in your book, you can be, but this specific, sometimes every once in a while, it'd be like a 36-year-old or somebody finds their way into the group me.
What, are they going to ID me at the door?
Get an ID for me.
No, I'm going to be there, though, and I'm going to know you, Jamie, and I'm going to call you out. You know I'm a snitch.
That's crazy. I ain't got five on top of my head, but one of my favorite movies growing up was Remember the Titans.
I knew one of y'all was gonna say a freaking football movie.
Bro, I just used to love that movie. I don't know, it was a good one.
You picture yourself in there?
Yes. No, not in that situation. Oh, no.
Can you repeat it though? Can you repeat it word for word?
The movie?
No.
Okay. You did most of it.
What movie have you watched that much?
I ain't gonna remember the Titans.
I don't know, bro. This is a movie I didn't watch too many times.
I watched a lot of movies that I could quote.
Yeah.
Norbit is pretty close. I could say the whole movie.
Norbit is so funny.
Why are you smiling?
Quote Norbit.
Hmm? What? You got a girlfriend?
Now you do. I could 1,000%.
My favorite sports movie as a kid was always Space Jam. I could probably recite.
It was what?
Space Jam.
Oh yeah, I
used to like Space Jam. That movie came out before you was born.
So?
Mine is Home Alone, so I can't talk.
I'm about to say, Remember the Titans came out before I was born, pretty sure.
Yeah, so what's y'all's
favorite? I thought Remember the Titans early 2000s.
So what's y'all's favorite movie then? Because he said Remember the Titans. Jalen, what'd you say yours was? Space Jam?
As a kid, it was Space Jam. I don't know what my favorite movie is, though.
My favorite movie now is Django. But as a kid, mine was Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic Park.
Why is your favorite movie Django?
Hey, bro. Django was funny, man. Django was so funny.
You relate to
all
it.
All y'all do is criticize.
If I had a dollar for every time that somebody said that in school, bro, I would have
polos, it. She said the polo squirrels. And hey, no, you said you wanted to treat him like the white boy.
Stop, Tobias.
That's not what I said.
That's not what I said.
No,
that's
not
what I said. No, that's not what I said.
He said, treat him like somebody else.
He said, you remember, old, what did he say? I think it was like Ricky or something. He's treating him like him.
Yeah, having a
okay, big daddy. For how to
treat somebody. He said, okay, big daddy. I don't know what you want then, big daddy. Right,
shut up, bro. Shut up. He's like, dang, I can't see.
He said I made it worse.
I think I made it
no,
worse.
He said, no one brought an extra bag.
I'm going home. Me and my wife spent all night making these bags. You ungrateful.
Oh my all right, God. Stop.
I'm going home.
Dang on my
face.
As a kid, though, it was Jurassic Park. I was a dinosaur nerd when I was.
Yeah, you're the type.
Right. Yeah. 1,000.
Is that science fiction?
That was Tobias.
No, I'll tell y'all something after the part.
Dinosaurs and trains is his
vibe. I'll tell y'all a story later. Well, I get that on the podcast.
You said it was hurting the head a little bit. Mm-hmm. Chromosome was gone. oh
please yeah. Cut that out.
Yeah, that was man.
Good grief.
I'm not editing tonight, so I'm good.
No, I'm leaving that in. I'm leaving that right in too.
That Home Alone was mine. I think that one was good for me just because I was always home alone as a kid, and so that kind of resonated with me.
Good grief.
Jamie, why you look like that?
That's so sad.
My mama was a working mama, and I was the only child, so I had to fend for myself.
against the burglars.
Yep.
Hey, that Tyree's taking notes while he's watching that movie. He had a whole notebook, diagrams and everything.
Diagram.
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen Superbad?
Yeah.
Superbad. Yeah.
Bro, I don't know why. I used to love that movie too. I watched that too many times.
I got a relationship question.
Real quick. Boy.
I gotta see if I can make it make sense. Okay. It's kind of a would you rather. Would you rather date somebody that, and you have to choose between one or the other. You can't say neither. Would you rather date somebody that knows the things that they need to work on and actively trying to work on them, or go into a relationship blindly and you blindly finding out, or going into a relationship blindly and then along the way is when you're finding out what's the things you need to work on. I hope I said that right.
So knowing their problems up front as opposed to knowing them as you're in the relationship.
Well, not you, but like them knowing their own problems and working on them versus them may or may not have problems, but they don't know it.
If that was the latter.
I mean, in a vacuum, I would go with the second one because well,
it's more interesting.
In a vacuum, but like in real life, I would have to go with the first one.
The first one?
Yeah,
I think I was gonna choose the first one too. Like, yeah. I rather, because that also shows me that you're self aware, and now that also gives me a chance to understand that you know this is a problem, and if I see it happening over and over, and you're not trying to work on it, now I know that this is a problem. So yeah,
I think that's a point of contingency if they're actually working on it or not.
Yeah.
Knowing the problem, knowing it's a problem and not working on it. There can't be two of us.
Because I'm not working on mine, baby. You're going to deal with it.
No, I'm chilling.
But yeah, no, I was thinking about that the other day. Where I was having a conversation with somebody about that the other day.
Oh.
Somebody that none of you know.
I bet.
Okay, so you can tell us who then.
We know.
Huh? I mean, they might watch. This is going on the internet, so they might know. Somebody would know that person.
Do they watch?
I don't know. I don't know who.
Whoever watched. It is, work on your problems. Tobias, stop saying stuff like that.
I'm just asking, though. I want to know.
What did he say?
I was about to ask something else.
Is she single?
No, I said, is it a she? I just want to know.
I forgot what I was going to ask. Something else I was going to ask. Shoot. Oh, Malin. Is Drake London the top three wide receiver?
Oh my God.
we're not talking about sports no more. We
clocked out.
Are y'all done with y'all movies? Jamie, I didn't hear your movie. Give me movie. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Can you be quiet?
He had a touchdown, though. And that other guy you was talking about had no.
No, stop talking about sports. We are done with sports.
Is he top three in division?
Jamie, give your movie.
So, anyways, I like Benchwarmers and Norbit and Harry Potter.
And what was the third one?
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. That's my comfort movie. I put it on to sleep a lot.
Oh, brother.
You put your work in your problem. Movie?
I don't. I just listen to it. I used to study to the Harry Potter like soundtrack.
Did you read all the books?
Yes.
You sleep with the
multiple times.
The Harry Potter soundtrack.
Yeah, like the score. What?
You sleep with the TV on?
I don't like to, Elijah. Like, we usually fall asleep watching something, but we put it on a sleep timer. So, like, I usually just roll over. Like, I'm not watching it. Because if I watch it, I'm going to stay awake.
I can't.
I would rather fall asleep to, like, thunderstorm sounds or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all you I need is...
Wipe that little smirk off your face because I'll wipe it off for you.
The mind of Aaron Hernandez. What is that? Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I don't know why I
said
that. I saw on Netflix. I was looking at movies. Nah, I can't sleep with it. Only thing I can go to sleep with is the fan.
Oh, I hate the fan.
I need to have a fan.
It'd be hot at night. I gotta have a fan.
I mean, we have to use it because we wake up stuck together. That's gross.
Yeah, exactly. What?
But it makes me stuffy because we'll sweat. Like if we don't have a fan on.
You get it.
Okay.
I'm sorry you don't have someone to cuddle, Tyree.
Oh, man.
Maybe I don't want to, Jamie.
You ever That's fine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What's wrong with
y'all? Anyways, the fan makes me stuffy, gives me a headache.
Oh, nah. Yeah, I need the fan. I need some type, I need like a little background noise, and I like the cold air. But sometimes I wake up too cold though. That's
yes, that and then that's hard to get out of bed.
Yeah. All right. Did anybody actually answer Tobias's question?
What favorite movies? I did.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
Top five. I didn't get five. I know that.
No, I didn't get five.
I can't rank anything except quarterbacks.
Can't do that.
Scarface is in my top five.
You said my list was good.
Oh, head.
Batman with Bane is in my top five.
Every movie I'm
Can you sing every Scarface song?
Every Scarface song?
Like the soundtrack. Like brush.
No. Brush. I know.
She's on fire.
She's on fire. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And ATL's probably in there too.
Hey. Oh yeah. I forgot about ATL.
You know, I've never actually seen ATL.
What?
You should. Wow. If you actually dissect it, it doesn't make any sense at all, but the movie.
Shrek.
What about Josh?
Oh, Shrek
is a
B movie. It's better than Shrek.
I'm bro. Sorry.
Wait, what? You said what movie?
You would be a B movie watcher, you freaking weirdo.
Nah, B movie was my comfort movie for a long time.
Yeah, for real though, like
no, you're coming from the
any movie that's made for kids is a good comfort movie because they're so funny for no reason.
Who?
Any of like the stupid movies that are made for kids?
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. was my comfort movie.
Freaking Rio. That movie is funny.
Especially when you're tired and like everything's funny to you.
When you're loopy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you be? You be taking a never
mind. Have y'all ever heard about Facing the Giants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Facing
the Giants.
I used to go to sleep to that a lot. Like when the TV was out, I used to go to sleep to that a lot.
Y'all ever seen it was a random movie on Netflix one time, I think. It was called like a few years ago. Like it was called
Bird Box.
It was these seven twins. Seven twins. Something about Monday. What happened to Monday? Have y'all seen that movie on Netflix?
No.
Uh-uh. I thought that was a show.
Not a movie. It's about these girls. It was seven of them. They're not twins, but whatever seven is. Six triplets or whatever it is. Yeah. But there were seven of them, and they were living in a country where there could only be one child per household. And so they would all each day have their own day. And their names was on that day, and they would have to go out and be each other. be each other, like be the same person. They got to come back and talk about it and do everything. It's on Netflix. And then one of the days, I guess Monday, I forgot which one, she like went off and did her own thing. And now they were all stuck and they'll find Monday. And it's a crazy, crazy movie. I think y'all should watch it though. That's a good movie.
Y'all ever seen Interstellar?
Yeah, I never saw.
That's a pretty good movie.
Wait, I feel like Elijah maybe we put it on one time, but you have to like pay attention and actually watch.
I mean,
of the right thing.
You say that like you're not supposed to do that to a movie.
No, but you know what I mean. Like it's one where you gotta like think.
Maybe you're mean, right?
What I do?
I don't have the attention span. Like I sit there on my phone while I'm watching a movie a lot.
Are you a TikToker? You like the TikTok kids?
No, I don't like TikTok.
iPad kids.
You be doing the dance.
Not an iPad
kid. Hey, iPad kids are evil. I'm telling them, them kids are bad.
He said they're evil.
They are bad.
Ooh, iPad kids?
iPad kids are so... No, I think it goes... No, it goes tablet kids, then it goes iPad kids. The iPad kids, they're on a whole nother level, bro.
You talking about...
My nephew's an iPad kid.
You talking about the ones with the chromosomes, or...
Hey, bro.
Good thing.
I'm letting you know, everybody, I'm keeping this in. I'm not going back and find this.
That's crazy.
Playing, bro. Y'all be playing. Y'all should have seen how y'all What Now fans should see how they've been talking to me all week.
On what?
Tyreek, you know what? I'm not even gonna because
Tyreek's been stirring up
playing victim
and strife and bitterness. And
like he don't be bullying us all week.
I don't bully y'all, bro.
He the first person to say something in the morning and it'd be something hatred spewing.
I'm okay with that though. I enjoy it.
Yeah, you would enjoy it.
I speak my mind.
Toxic too. Jamie and Tyree both toxic.
And that's okay. No, we're more fun that way.
It's toxic.
All right, well.
Y'all ready for it? Right. Actually, since we're doing that, good transition to the scripture of the week. And I even planned this. I just pulled it up. Bam. That's what it is.
Nice. Great job, bro.
This comes from, this is how you know it's God. Jeremiah 9:24. It says, God exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness. God delights when he sees these aspects of his character alive in us.
So he's saying, say it again.
It says, God exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness. God delights when he sees these aspects of his character alive in us.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no one's perfect.
That's why you gotta try your hardest to be like him.
Amen.
All right.
What?
No, I'm laughing at it bailing right now. Amen.
Amen.
Right? He like that old grandma on the back of the church. Yes, yeah. Pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
No, why gotta be a grandma?
Look at
you. Let me space out the word.
Grandma.
Grandma. Grandmaster.
Grandma.
All right, people. Until next week, we'll see y'all. Take care. Hit the like button, subscribe button. We'll see y'all. Peace.
Peace, y'all.
Come on, man. That's too easy. You never heard of me? Stupid.